You were here in Galesburg today touring the high school's vocational center. Talk a little bit about that and what you learned.
Well, I'm a big believer that we've got to bring vocational training back to high schools all across the state of Illinois. And here in Galesburg, this is one of the best programs that I've seen where, you know, a local company is a progenitor of the program here and is partnered with the community, with the high school, and with technology companies to make sure that the kids are getting the kind of training that they'll need to be in advanced manufacturing. So this is very exciting. Now, of course, we need to stoke economic development here in Galesburg and across Knox County so that we're providing the jobs and making those available to as many kids as we possibly can. These are kids, some of them will choose not to go to college. The ones who go to college, terrific. We need to make sure that we're making it affordable for them. But kids who choose not to go, this is precisely an avenue for them to get a job that pays a head of household wage.
Why do you think it is that more schools aren't kind of got away from the vocational model?
I think there are two reasons. One is vocational training has historically been thought of as too expensive to have in high schools, and as budgets have been difficult over the last number of years, schools have gone away from the expensive machine tools and other things that are required sometimes to provide that vocational training. But what's going on here is they're bringing technology in to lower the cost. They're making sure that there's a local company that's engaged in it so that they're actually the ones who are, they're training people to go to work at their company and to work at other companies like theirs. So that combination is making it more efficacious for us to do it across the state. And I think this is a great model for us to think about in other places across Illinois.
How do you think the state can help in this regard, if at all?
Well, I believe that you've got to have a governor who's focused on not only skills training, but job creation. You got to put those two things together because people aren't going to want to go through a vocational training program if there isn't a job at the other end of it. So unfortunately, we've got a governor today who badmouths the state everywhere he goes. That means that companies don't really want to move to Illinois because the leader of the state is badmouthing it. Of course, he invited governors from around Illinois to go on TV and badmouth the state, and then he went abroad and badmouthed the state. So it's very hard to attract businesses here when you're doing that. If you got a governor who understands what the best, most important asset of the state is, which is our people, and who believes in investing in it, I really believe that we can advance our economy.
I was just going to ask you about that. The governor returned just recently, I think, from Poland and other places, claiming he's trying to bring more business here, but you're saying he's not.
Well, 3.5 years into his term, he's gone on a lot of trips. He's created almost no jobs. So it's nice that he likes to travel. But we need jobs in Illinois. We need somebody who's not bad-mouthing us everywhere. And I firmly believe that a job creator ought to be in the governor's office. I've been doing that really for my whole career. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, both in a nonprofit small business incubator as well as in my own businesses, and believe strongly that we can do it across the state. But again, it's about investing in our working families and putting them back in charge in Springfield.
You heard today that this area in Galesburg in particular lost a major manufacturer in Maytag about almost 15 years ago now. Are things like this kind of the way of the future as you see it, or does more need to be done?
I believe that if we want to bring jobs back to Galesburg and to Knox County, that we've got to, number one, invest in our education system here. Number two, we've got to attract large companies here by making sure that we have the infrastructure, including broadband internet, everywhere in the state, but all across the county, and that we are assisting small businesses, which are the biggest job creators in the state. People don't pay attention to that 2/3 of all the jobs that get created in Illinois are created by small businesses and startup businesses that grow. And so we've got to help 1,000 flowers bloom. And particularly here in Galesburg, I think that's important. There's a lot of creativity and entrepreneurship in this county. And I know that we can bring it back if we offer people the opportunity, the capital, the mentorship, and the technical assistance that they need to get businesses going and grow them.
Just in the last day or so, I guess, in the legislature, they determined that there wouldn't be enough votes to override the governor's veto on that gun licensure-related bill. Your thoughts on that?
look, we need to make sure that we're protecting gun owners, and we're also putting in reasonable gun safety measures across the state. And I think that there's going to be a compromise bill that will be introduced over the next month or so. And I hope that the legislature will come together to pass it. The governor seems not at all interested in gun safety. As governor, I'll sign a gun safety bill.
He claimed that the reason was that it was just too much regulation. And I think maybe in some degrees, a lot of people, you know, think that way. There's been some local discussion in terms of trying to bring business to town that regulation has been kind of hurting the local economy. So is that a logical explanation for his veto, do you think?
Look, this is about making sure we're saving lives, keeping people safe, and preserving sportsmen's rights. And I believe that all of that can be accomplished here with a reasonable gun dealer licensing bill. But remember, there are other things that we need to do. I believe strongly that banning bump stocks in the state is something that we should have done long ago. I don't understand why the governor doesn't seem to be in favor of that. We'll find out if he signs the bill or doesn't. But again, we want to preserve gun owners' rights while making sure we've got gun safety measures that are reasonable in the state. And I think that the governor doesn't seem to agree with me on that.
Thanks for your time and welcome back to Galesburg.
Thank you very much.